and happy. Up and happy. With Lee B. With Lee B. And then Mixer. And then Mixer. On WCR.
Hello, you're listening to Up and Happy on Wolverhampton's 101.8 WCR FM. I'm Lee B.
And I'm the next up.
And I'd like to say that we've got another fun-packed show for you this 101.8 Christmas morning. But unfortunately, I can't because I've not come prepared. There's no show.
Oh, that's a shame.
Yeah, I know, I'm really gutted. I did so want to do something special for 101.8 Christmas. Tell you what, I'm afraid I'm going to have to cancel it.
What are we going to tell the others?
Well, they're not here yet. I suppose we could always...
Yes.
Well, see, I've got two free tickets here to go and see a pantomime, you know, Jack and the Beanstalk. I suppose we could sneak out and watch it, because, you know, the New Hampton Arts Centre's just over the way, isn't it?
And no one will know, will they?
Well, they will if they're listening to this.
Your friend Andrew Wooden will know, then.
Yeah, just hope he won't tell anyone. But I think we can trust him. Can we trust you, Andrew? Yeah, he's not doing that, it's all right. Just to be on the safe side, though, I've got a plan. Right, these two tickets can only be won by drawing a picture of your favourite pantomime, right?
I've got wax crayons.
I've got the paper, look at this.
Yay. We'd best get scribbling then, hadn't we?
Right. Here we go. Here's some music to scribble to.
Although I'm not too pleased with my cow.
What's that rhinoceros doing there?
That's the cow.
What are you going to give it horns for?
Cows do have horns.
Not their noses, they don't.
Well, yours is not that much better. What have you done? It's like Cindy's riding around in a marrow-shaped coach driven by elephants.
They're horses.
You've given them tusks.
All right. Look, so I can't draw, I admit it. We need Jenny Tastic here, don't we?
We do indeed. Do we win the tickets?
Yeah, I think so. Come on, let's go. Oh, just so Andrew won't miss us, I'll play this.
New.
It's the boy that's sure to be a hit this Christmas.
Hi, I'm Barbie.
No, it's not Barbie. It's the WCR FM sponsored, all new, all singing, all dancing,
Holly Pop
action figure.
Oh, good.
It's a 1-to-1 replica, actual size, a full 12 inches tall. Comes with three interchangeable faces.
Yeah.
Angry.
Yo.
Irate.
Oi.
Peeved.
Yo, trying to say about me.
I'm saying that this Olipop model also comes with matching sandwich accessories.
Oh, that's not great.
And a suit for the ladies.
Isn't she lovely? Hello.
It has amazingly accurate self-awareness.
I'm a freak. How about you?
It can even predict the weather.
It's gonna rain. It's still gonna rain.
Plus, it even knows when it's no longer wanted by its owner.
I'm really not supposed to be here.
Wind him up, and he even does the infamous Ollie Shuffle.
He's never gonna give you, never gonna let you down. Yeah.
Remove his sandwiches and hear him cry. So, if you love Up and Happy, and you quite like Ollie Pop, then why not Ollie Pop down to your local retailers? Not available now.
Ollie Pop.
Well, this has been Ollie Williams reporting for WCR FM.
Meanwhile, at the theatre auditorium, the other three, that is Jenny Tastic, Ollie Pop and Dr. Strangelove, have already arrived and are waiting for the show to start.
Strange!
Oi, stop your slurping. Jenny, you're worse than a hippopotamus.
How many hippopotami do you see slurping fizzy drinks in a theatre auditorium?
Huh? Two, including you. There's one at the back.
So there is. Hello, hippopotamus.
Hello. He's an up and happy hippopotamus.
He's a hungry, hungry hippo.
Hungry, hungry hippos.
Now there's a game for games and that.
Yeah.
Games and that.
Hello.
Hello, Weeby. Save me from these idiots, please.
What are you three doing there?
Looking for Funtime Frankie.
We think he's lost down the back of the sofa again.
What's a sofa doing in an auditorium?
We like sofas.
Oh, I see.
Well, we've come to see Jack.
Jack?
Is he stuck down the back of the sofa as well?
I'll just have a look. Jack?
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 Are you down there?
No, I mean Jack and the Beanstalk.
Yeah, it's our favourite pantomime.
So why did you draw cinders in a marrow? Oh,
God, it was a pumpkin.
Hello?
Hello?
It's an echo.
Hear that, Lee? We've got an echo stuck down the back of the sofa.
It's Jack.
Hey?
What?
Pardon?
Jack from Jack of the Beanstalk is climbing out of the sofa.
Hello?
No, it's not. It's Mr. Custer.
I am indeed. And I hold aloft this special gun that will blast a hole in the fabric of time, space, death, and reality.
So, what does that mean?
I'm taking you to Pantoland.
Pantoland?
Oh, that old thing.
Oh, no, you're not.
Oh, yes, I am. Observe.
Well, what do we do now?
Simple. You go through.
Oh, okay.
Olipop, come here. You're up next.
I'm not entering that wibbly-wobbly mess.
Which wibbly-wobbly mess would you like to enter?
I think the hippo joke is funnier.
I quite agree.
Just go in. Look. See what I'm holding?
Duffy's latest CD.
And a cigar, and a glass of wine, and... Oh, look! I've just thrown them into the vortex. How clumsy of me.
Duffy!
Well done, Mr. Custer.
Me next! And I'm going to do the sound effects.
Oh, she's gone. Right, come on, Nixer. It's just me and thee and Mr. Custer.
After you.
Come on, let's enter.
Okay. Where are we?
Oh, this isn't Pantoland. It's full of pants.
It's a swamp. Made of pants. A pant swamp.
Pants!
Oh, this must be Pantsland, not Pantoland. Damn it. I knew I shouldn't have bought this gun from a cheap Martian market trader.
I always said this show was pants.
Why fronts? Or boxers?
No thanks. I'm trying to give them up.
Oh, enough. This show's becoming a little too underwear obsessed. Mr. Custer, can't you try that thing again?
Okay. I'll try the sequence. Blue, yellow, red, green. No. Green, yellow, red, blue. Aha! Ah! Now this is more like it.
Ah, so this is Pantoland. Ah.
Hang on! We've just stepped out of a door in the middle of a field! Doesn't that strike you as being a bit strange?
No, not really. Mind you, you thought that packet of peanuts was strange, didn't you?
Well, it was strange. It contained nuts.
This show contains more than enough nuts already.
You said it, not me.
Oh, look at that lovely cow.
Cow?
Oh, isn't she sweet?
She looks a bit... strange!
My God, that's no ordinary cow. That's Buttercup, the pantomime cow of death.
Really? What's she doing here?
Well, it is Pantoland. Anyway, let me sort this out. I'll handle this. I've handled her before.
I bet you have.
Buttercup! Buttercup!
I can't look!
No! It's behind you!
What happened? Did Buttercup kill him with laser bolts from her eyes?
Now he's just flying away, hanging onto the feet of a flying monkey.
Which means?
He's off to see the wizard.
Hasta la vista! I'll be back!
Here, Dr. Strangelove, how do you know about Buttercup, the pantomime cow of death, then?
Simple. I'm really... Phil Whitmore, the philosopher.
Now, we'd sooner have you as Strangelove. Put the shades back on.
Charming.
Oh, let's have a song.
Duffy!
No, it's Christmas.
Christmas, Duffy!